This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street powered by Money Control. My name is Nishant and today I'll take you through all the factors and stocks that will move market on Friday, that is 20th of December. The Indian market ended in the green enduring bouts of volatility on December 19. Initially, weak global cues were weighing on the sentiment, but buying interest in the select index majors gradually pushed the benchmark higher as the session progressed. Besides, firm European markets further added to the positivity. Sensex ended at 41,674, up by 0.28%, while Nifty settled at 12,260, up by 0.31%. BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices closed 0.17% and 0.06% higher, respectively. Ajit Mishra, Vice President of Research at Religare Broking, said the benchmark indices are showing tremendous resilience at the higher levels. However, the continuous underperformance of the broader indices is still a major concern. He added that Nifty has reached closure to its immediate hurdle at 12,300 and is likely to see some profit-taking or consolidation in the near future. Considering the market scenario, he advised keeping few shorts also and preferring index majors and quality mid-caps for trading and investment. The Indian rupee depreciated by 6 paise to close at 71.03 against the US dollar as steady rise in crude oil prices weighed on investor sentiment. On the institutional front, foreign institutional investors bought shares worth Rs. 739.43 crore, while domestic institutional investors sold shares worth Rs. 493.95 crore in the Indian equity market on December 19, provisional data available on the NSE showed. Now let's see what the technical indicators are saying about the market. Nifty formed a small bullish candle on daily charts as the closing rate was higher than the opening tick. One interesting thing was a buy signal triggered by MACD indicator, or Moving Average Convergence Divergence Indicator, on the daily charts. The MACD indicator is basically a refinement of the two moving averages system and measures the distance between the two moving average lines. Experts say the technical chart pattern indicate that there could be consolidation in the coming sessions. As the risk-reward ratio from the current levels may not favor a long side trade, experts advise short-term traders to remain neutral on buy side and wait for some correction before going long. Shorting can be considered on a close below 12,191 for a target of 12,050. Three levels to watch out for on Friday are 12,191, 12,268, and 12,300 to 12,350. Maximum call open interest was seen as 12,300 followed by 12,000. Maximum put open interest was seen at 12,000 followed by 12,200. Let's take a look at some stocks in news. Suzlon Energy may be in news as Rakesh Sharma is appointed as nominee director of the company by SBI. Hexaware Technology can also be in news as the company approved reconstitution of committee of the board. And Gujarat State Petronet can also be in news as Pankaj Joshi resigned as the director of the company. To make your day more profitable, we spoke to Sanctum Wealth Management and here's what they have to recommend. PVR is a buy call with a target price of Rs. 2070 and stop loss of Rs. 1740. Upside potential for this call is 13%. Mahanagar Gas is also a buy with a target price of Rs. 1200 and stop loss of Rs. 1030. Upside potential for this call is 13%. And Coromandel International is a buy call with a target price of Rs. 600 and stop loss of Rs. 490. Upside potential for this call is 18%. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of a positional pledge. We advise you to talk to your financial advisors before you take any position on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at Rs. 599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.